Today, a score of 100 represents the average of a sample population, with 68% of the population scoring within 15 points of 100. Simone and Binet thought the skills their test assessed would reflect general intelligence. But both then and now, there's no single agreed-upon definition of general intelligence. And that left the door open for people to use the test in service of their own preconceived assumptions about intelligence. What started as a way to identify those who needed academic help quickly became used to sort people in other ways, often in service of deeply flawed ideologies. One of the first large-scale implementations occurred in the United States during World War I, when the military used an IQ test to sort recruits and screen them for officer training.